Hello, everybody. It is 12 o'clock straight up noon here in Denver, Colorado, and it's been unusually warm. It's been like summertime. Just fantastic. I'm almost ready to be done with winter. This is Burt Middleton, the Gout Killer, and I hope the people on the west, I mean on the east coast, are doing all right. It sounds like they're getting pounded and just hammered with some pretty heavy weather over there, but that might fit in really nicely with what today's topic is all about. And that topic is, I decided to title it, Stress is What Causes Gout, Isn't It? And so just to kind of dive into the whole idea that stress is a big contributor to gout, there were a few points that I wanted to bring up about it. It seems as though we live in a very stressful kind of a world, in a very stressful times these days. And what ends up happening with stress is something that it's something that has a very physiological effect on it. And what ends up happening is that primitive brain, that old reptilian brain, it has this fight or flight response. And so when something appears threatening in one way or another, starts to get into our world, then we have this fight or flight response. And that causes a lot of chemistry. It causes all kinds of different hormones to be released. Cortisol being the main one, which is an adrenal hormone, and it does all kinds of different, it performs all kinds of very necessary functions in our bodies. But what is really kind of weird about it is that once we have a fight or flight response, if we don't fight or flight, then we just have these hormones kind of free floating throughout our systems. And those hormones do some very specific things in our bodies that end up creating a lot of acidity and basically break down our bodies and cause toxicity that long-term effects then begin to show up in different kinds of illnesses and disease. But those different things that happen are, one thing, it raises our heart rate and our blood pressure. And the other thing that's pretty interesting that I think has a closer association with why stress seems to be so prevalent and such a contributor to people getting gout is that when we have this fight or flight response, it diverts blood from our digestive system into our limbs so that we can run or that we can fight. And so if we live with that going on too long, it's going to have a direct effect on our digestion. And so I've talked often about how part of how gout gets started is that we're not breaking down proteins very well. And if we live in a continuous state of stress where we're just worried about money and our jobs and what's going on with our family and the economy and the world and everything like that, then we're going to start to have digestive problems. Some of those digestive problems are we're not going to be managing our blood sugar very well. And we know that there's a real big association with blood sugar management, diabetes, and gout. So that has a big effect on the way our kidneys work as well. So stress in general, I mean, it can show up in a lot of different ways, like anxiety, depression, digestion. We got all kinds of cardiovascular diseases. It causes us to sleep weird. It causes us to gain weight. It even messes up our cognitive function. You know, we just get brain fogged and
I just lost him.